don't touch that dial. It's Living Up the Weekend.
What we're going to do right now here on Living Up the Weekend with star guest Georgian and me still in studio, we're going to play a game. But before we do, I'd like to ask you, please, about your surname, Jordan. Because when you were on BBC Sussex Introducing Show, you were known as Jordan Grace.
You've brought this back.
Your legitimised surname is technically, I believe, Hymes Parish. Have you got like a reason why they're not one
and
the same?
This is very clever, Phil. Very, very clever. Okay, so when I was back in the day, when I used to sing, I used to go by the name Jordan Grace, which is my real name in the sense that Grace is my middle name, but it used to be sort of like a stage name that I used to go by, but that's not my real name. My real name is Jordan Hymes Parish, although I hate to admit it.
Okay, but in that vein of thinking, we're going to go to today's game, and it's called Stage Name or Staged Name. And the essence of this game is very, very simple, in the sense that I'm going to fire a famous person at you, and I'd like you to please tell me whether the name that I fire at you is their actual name or names I've just sort of cobbled together.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this could be interesting considering that I am really bad at knowing famous people.
Okay. I think we can live with that with this one.
Okay. We'll give it a go.
So to start it off, we've got Maurice Micklewhite. Is that the man who is the fear of doors around the world, Michael Caine?
Oh dear. Micklewhite.
Maurice Micklewhite.
Micklewhite is a really weird name. I kind of feel like that's two names put together, Mickle and White. And also Mickle just sounds like pickle. So I just feel like that's not real.
So you don't think Michael Caine is called Maurice Micklewhite?
No. I think that's staged. It's got to be. You can't have a name like Mickle Picklewhite. That can't be a name. Really.
That is his name.
No, it's not.
Michael Caine's real name is Maurice Micklewhite.
Oh my goodness, that cannot be true.
It is true, indeed.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's give you another go. Is Ali Konigsberg the real name of American rom-com actress Meg Ryan?
Say it again for me.
So Ali Konigsberg. Meg Ryan when she's at home?
I feel like that's more of a legitimate name. I mean, I'm really still quite shocked at the whole Micklewhite thing. but I feel like that's more of a... It's kind of complicated enough to be a real name. But at the same time, it's not so silly that it can be fake. So I'm going to go for real. But because you did the last one as real, I feel like I'm wrong. But I'm going to go for real anyway.
I've got to say, this is a fake. A staged name.
No.
Because Meg Ryan's... Meg Ryan is the stage name of Margaret Mary Emily Ann Hira. Okay, now next up, we've got professional hillbilly Norma Jean Catherine O'Brien.
Okay.
Is she generally known as Dolly Parton?
Oh, do you know what? This is so bad because I should probably know this. I feel like it could be something like that. You know, Dolly Parton, you can imagine that she'd have a really, really long name. I'm going to go for it's her. Yeah, it's real. That's her real name.
I'm afraid that's a staged name.
Oh, Phil, I've got all of them wrong. I should be sent away.
Okay, so Dolly Parton, that is her real name. Norma Jean Catherine O'Brien could be some other, maybe, I know, she's like a Texan cowgirl. I don't know.
I felt like that was a very cowgirl name, though. I could imagine Dolly going about like that.
Oh, Norma Jean, Catherine O'Brien.
Yeah, exactly. Norma Jean.
Yeah, Norma Jean, there's Dolly Parton.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here's another one for you. Singer-songwriter Dido, is she really Florian Cloud de Bonneville Armstrong?
Why do you do this to me, Phil? Because I feel like that's such a ridiculous name that it can't be true. But then I'm skewed by the last ones that have come up. Can you say it again for me?
So this is Florian Cloud de Bonneville Armstrong.
Florian Cloud.
Indeed.
Really? If her parents actually called her this, then they must have some horrible, horrible agenda going on. I'm going to go for correct just because I think it's not correct.
That is Dido's real name.
Wow. Wow.
Florian Cloud de Bonneville Armstrong's stage name is Dido.
That is absolutely amazing. I've learnt more today than I would have expected I would have.
Okay, we've got two more for you. Vincent de Montfermeil, is that really 70s rocker Alice Cooper?
Oh, wouldn't it be funny if it was? I'm going to go for yes, just because I think it would be really funny if him to actually be called Vincent.
You know Alice Cooper, yeah?
Yeah.
That is Vincent.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
Vincent de Montfermeil.
I think the correlation here is that if I will it to be their real names, then it is.
Okay, so that is Alice Cooper. So whenever you see him walking out to school days, you know, that's just Vincent.
Vincent. You're such a rocker, Vincent.
lastly for you, Jordan. Is example the artist Elliot Gleave? So I want to know, is Elliot Gleave, does he have a stage name of example?
So I think I actually know this one. This is the only one that I've actually known, because I remember hearing that the reason he's called example is that his initials are EG. So I think that's right.
That is right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only one I've been actually a little bit confident about.
Well, that's probably one of the more well-known ones.
Yeah.
The example...
It's more believable.
More believable.
Sure. Yeah.
What would you say... Do you reckon there could be, like, other, like, words which have acronyms, which could be, like, your sort of your own rapper name or your own stage name?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Like, I like Postscript. I think Hank, can you imagine a rapper called Postscript?
Ah. Well, it's time for Living Up the Weekend. That's better. Brightens my day.